Hello beloveds, welcome to another devotional. Today I want to encourage you to remain positive even though we live in a very negative world. I'm sure you have noticed that there are a lot of problems out there, a lot of evil, and the world is really getting darker and darker. But God wants us as believers to really shine brightly in this world. And the way we will be able to shine brightly is really to remain positive, to remain joyful and even passionate despite what's happening out there. And recently the Lord reminded me of the importance of staying positive in this world, and I thought of three keys. But today I just want to remind and encourage you that this is really doable. I think sometimes we think there are so many problems and things are just getting so dark that it's really impossible to remain positive. But that is not true. We just need to shift our focus and make sure our minds are stayed on the Lord. As we focus on the Lord and His promises and His goodness and all the good out there too, we will actually remain positive and full of peace. You know, Jesus told His disciples in John 14, verse 1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Now that shows us that it is possible for us to really ensure that our hearts don't get troubled and that bitterness and negativity don't take root in it. This is not only doable, it is also very important. It helps us in our spiritual growth and it helps us to reach others. You know, the world is not looking and longing for believers who are just a little less negative than them. They are really looking for believers who are positive, who are really full of joy and full of peace, and despite the problems that the world has. So this is doable. God wants to help us with it. And the Bible also says in Isaiah 26 verse 3 that as our minds are stayed on the Lord, He will keep us in perfect peace. So it all depends where our focus is, and our focus should be on the Lord and His promises and not on the problems. And sometimes it does take intentionality. Recently I realized that I needed to read less news and focus more on the Word and focus on God's promises. It might mean for you not to engage in negative conversations or to really take guard of your heart and to make sure you don't think of all the wrong things out there. But whatever it takes, do it and make sure that your heart doesn't get troubled and that you remain positive even though we live in a negative world. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.